as we thank God for his love this morning and his provision for us, Iris is going to come and read today's reading.
Readings from Matthew 15, verses 29 to 39. Jesus left there and went along the Sea of Galilee. Then he went up on a mountainside and sat down. Great crowds came to him, bringing the lame, the blind, the crippled, the mute, and many others, and laid them at his feet, and he healed them. The people were amazed, and they saw the mute speaking, the crippled made well, the lame walking, and the blind seeing. And they praised God, the God of Israel. Jesus called his disciples to him and said, I have compassion for these people. They have already been with me 3 days and have nothing to eat. I do not want to send them away hungry, or they may collapse on the way. His disciples answered, where could we get enough bread in this remote place to feed such a crowd? How many loaves do you have? Jesus asked. 7, they replied, and a few small fish. He told the crowd to sit down on the ground. Then he took the 7 loaves and the fish, and when he gave thanks, he broke them and gave them to the disciples, and they in turn to the people. They all ate and were satisfied. After the disciples picked up 7 basketfuls of broken pieces that were left over, the number of those who ate was 4,000 men, besides women and children. After Jesus had sent the crowd away, he got into the boat and went to the vicinity of Magadan.
Who's hungry this morning? Hear from this reading that God has compassion on us. He knows our needs, our weaknesses, our failures. Jesus was aware that they would need to eat without anyone complaining. Jesus provided for them and he provides for us. So we're going to join together in a meal and celebrate that provision. Back in Bible times, eating together was a major part of all the Jewish festivals. They're called feasts for a reason. Fellowship offerings would be brought to the temple, sacrificed, and not given up, but taken home and eaten with the community. And that fellowship in feasting together is something we do well to remember. In those times, people would share stories of life, stories of God. And as Jesus calls us here together to his table, we come to reflect on his story. But we also reflect on our own and the stories of others. Those people we love and those we struggle to love. We're not isolated people who happen to be in the same place like those on the mountainside with Jesus. Our lives and our stories are intertwined, held together by the great story of the encounter with God who loves each one of us. As they feasted on the loaves and the fish, all those people would go home and tell that same story. It was a part of their lives, an experience they shared together. I wonder what stories you might share over this meal this morning. During our meal, we'll take a break, as Jesus and the disciples did in their last meal, to also share communion together. It was originally, and for a long time in the early church, celebrated as part of a meal like this, although probably not quite in this way. Anyone's welcome to join us in communion if you believe and trust in Jesus as your Lord and Saviour. It's a sign of communion both with us as a church, with the wider church in the world, and with God himself. If you don't want to take part in that part of the service, please don't feel any pressure to do so. You're still welcome to be here with us. But before we do any of that, it's good to take time to examine ourselves before God, to confess to him those things we've thought, said, and done that are wrong, to say sorry, to turn away from them, and seek his forgiveness. So in a time of quiet now, let us do that together. Lord, you know we are not perfect. You know we are weak. We fail. We fall. As we acknowledge the inadequacies of our own story, we say that we're sorry. For those times when out of weakness and ignorance we have not found space for you or others. As you had compassion on those who were in need on that mountainside, would you have compassion on us in our need of your mercy and grace? Forgive us for those things we have thought, said, and done, and those things we have failed to do. Transform us into people who are more like you. Help us through the power of your Spirit to receive your forgiveness and to show grace and mercy to others. Amen. The act of communion is an act of peace, and we approach it in an attitude of peace and love towards one another. Jesus said, if you're offering your gift at the altar, and there remember that your brother or sister has something against you, leave your gift there in front of the altar. First go and be reconciled to them, then come and offer your gift. In some churches you'll find that communion, they offer peace to one another as part of the communion service. We aren't specifically going to do that this morning, but I do invite you in this time where we eat together to take the opportunity to reconcile with anyone with whom you're not at peace in this community. But before we all get up and get our breakfast, then let's pray. Lord, thank you for your provision of food and your provision of fellowship. Thank you for Jesus, who enables us through his love and his death on the cross to be part of this community together. As we rejoice in one another and we rejoice in you, may we know your presence with us and your blessing upon us. Bless our eating together. Bless this food to our bodies and the gift of communion to our spirits. In Jesus' name. Amen. As we eat and enjoy time together, let's remember the God who provides it all.